How have you guys been entertaining yourselves?
We've just been talking.
Yeah, so we just met. So like,
Navigators Lisa Pierre and Anane Hernandez are at the Eatonville Public Library ready to assist people with enrolling in the federal government's online healthcare exchange. But the website is still down, and they are still unlicensed, which means they can only answer questions. They can't actually help anyone sign up. There haven't been that many people to sign up anyway. By 1 o'clock on day two, they'd only had 5 people wander in. But Lisa Pierre says those that came in found it worth their time.
People are feeling a little flustered, but I had a lady come in here, which she sat down, and we spoke to her for actually an hour. And after we spoke to her, she was like, this is a good thing. I don't get why people are so upset about it. And she really felt relieved after speaking to the both of us.
Pierre says the woman was relieved because people don't understand the exchanges and are coming in the door with a lot of misinformation. That misinformation is a big point of concern at Hispanic health initiatives in the next county over. Jimmy Torres Velez is with the Service Employees International Union. He represents one of several Latino-based organizations helping to spread the word about the exchanges.
This is a very important decision on the people's life, and we want to make sure that people take the time to make the right decision.
He says the website doesn't force you to select a plan immediately. There's time to shop and compare. The group here is voicing concern, but Hispanic Health Initiative's founder, Josephine Mercado, says the gathering is actually a celebration.
So it's time for change, and this is it, and I am very excited that we're finally here. This was a fight for over 100 years. This started with Teddy Roosevelt, for crying out loud.
But you guys are obviously excited. I mean, you have cake.
Yes, we're celebrating the first
time. That's not too healthy, but
others may not be feeling quite so celebratory. Some people, like Peter Willems, were so anxious to sign up for health care that they went online at midnight October 1st, only to find the website so bogged down by traffic they couldn't enroll. By late Monday, Willems still had not been able to get in. But he says he's not discouraged. He'll just keep trying.
Yeah, I have 6 months, so I'm sure now that it's just the beginning. You know, there's a lot of people rushing to it today, but that's why we have 6 months to sign up. But I'll get it.
And that is the message everyone is being sent home with. There's time. But while the healthcare.gov website has had seemingly high traffic, locations offering face-to-face help have had very low traffic. Polls show that up to 2/3 of Americans were unaware that the exchanges were opening October 1st. But Jimmy Torres Velez says awareness will come through word of mouth.
People are going to start talking to each other. And they say, hey, I just got an insurance for $80 a month. Why don't you try it?
According to Bloomberg News, the federal government has recorded 2.8 million visitors to healthcare.gov. But how that translates into enrollment numbers is unclear. Navigators and other workers certified to help people enroll say they've yet to hear of someone who's made it all the way through the process. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.